We look forward to this every single year, counting down the days, and now it's finally here.
What?
What?
Merriam-Webster just announced their new word of the year.
You know I love dictionary news.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We love words.
We love it so much we all forget about it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just been so many good ones over the years. Like, last year's word was vaccine.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That was used a lot.
Remember back in 2007, it was woot.
Oh.
Brooke still busts that one out from time to time.
Finally learned
it. Sure that was 2007? It feels way more recent.
2007. And maybe my all-time fave from 1948.
Whoa.
Humdinger.
Oh,
as in gadzooks, Brooke, that oyster hamburger recipe's a real humdinger.
Oh, woo woo.
That was way ahead of its time.
But Merriam-Webster has decided the word of the year for 2022 is...
What is it, yeet?
Gaslighting.
Oh.
I have heard that a lot this year. Okay. Everything's a gaslight.
And not like the old gas-powered street lamps that you would see back in the day. It's defined as the act or practice of grossly misleading someone or blaming someone for your own personal advantage.
Yeah.
Trying to manipulate them when to the point where they question reality.
Yeah. I mean, we can all think back to one relationship that was... You getting totally gaslit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can.
People on this show gaslight each other all the time. Alexis is gaslighting Jose right now.
Yeah, don't tell him. He's calling
it. Gaslights every guy she ever talks to.
Why'd you stay over at his house last night, Alexis? To light his gas?
I wasn't over there.
Oh, now you're gaslighting me.
Wait, what?
Oh, wow.
I don't think she was there, Jeff. I think she was just making stuff up.
She just didn't spend the night. She came and ate all my food and then left. Spilled more candle wax.
You two are just lying.
Wow. Yeah. Now Brooke's on the gaslight train, too. People really are using that term a lot more.
I guess it's true.
Anyway, that's your word of the year, gaslighting. Now let's go to the shock collar question with Digital Jake.
Yeah.
Jake, please gaslight us with some hard trivia that makes us question our own realities.
Jake also spent the night in my house last night.
Oh, it was a party.
Yeah, it was great.
Ah, the holidays.
Aww, the magical time
of year when all five of our senses get assaulted at once.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Our eyes are blinded by bright, twinkly lights. Our ears are bombarded by nonstop Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
And our mouths are stuffed with your Aunt Marjorie's famous gluten-free figgy pudding.
Ew.
Gluten-free?
I don't know.
It's healthy.
I don't even know what it is.
The holidays are especially overwhelming for the hole in our faces where smells go. Our noses.
Our nose.
And a new poll asked 1,000 people to name their favorite scents for the holidays.
Oh, I love it.
That's fun.
Okay.
I have the most common responses in front of me, and we'll let them waft into our brains in another edition of Unglued Family Feud.
Yeah! All
right.
We'll start with the man who gets his stocking stuffed by putting an ad on Craigslist.
Jeffrey,
tell me, what are some of the public's favorite holiday smells?
Okay, well, you guys know I like nuts, especially during the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to roast your nuts?
Let's get nuts with Mr. Holiday.
Oh, okay.
You guys seen that video?
No, not at all.
Well, it's not just any nut that he's playing with in that video. It's chestnuts. So I'm going to go with roasted chestnuts, Jake.
I don't know what that smells like.
No one knows what that smells like,
Jeffrey.
Isn't that the whole thing? Like you roast the chestnuts and they waft in the aroma?
Yeah, in the 20s.
Where do you even buy chestnuts?
Yeah.
Jeffrey, I'm going to tell you, chestnuts is on my list.
Gaslit you right there.
Finally got one down at number eight, though.
Oh, wow.
I'm looking for the top five today, so I'm not going to count chestnuts. Let's go over to Alexis.
But it was on the list. Okay.
That's what is surprising. Well, I've put aside the pumpkin spice recently to move on to a peppermint mocha during this time of year.
Oh, that was going to be my answer.
That's two different flavors. Which one are you going
with? Yeah, I know. Peppermint or chocolate?
Peppermint, for sure. That's the best part of it.
I mean, candy canes, like that is definitely a
peppermint
season.
Hot chocolate.
Peppermint bark?
Okay, peppermint.
Yeah.
I'll accept that answer. Peppermint is number... Six.
Not in the top five.
Wow.
So you
did
all the things we named.
The whole board's available to Jose. What's some of the public's favorite holiday smells?
It's hard for me because my second one is a hybrid scent. So I don't know if I want to guess it, but apple cinnamon.
Well, I would just go cinnamon.
Oh, yeah, cinnamon.
Over apple?
Yeah, yeah. I think just cinnamon in general is like such a seasonal scent.
Or like hot cocoa.
What smells that?
Chocolate?
Chocolate.
Oh. Half of your other guests.
No, because, you know, and by coincidentally, candles that we were selling, mine was cinnamon and hot cocoa.
Today's last day to buy those, too. BrickandJeffrey.com.
Oh, yeah. So go buy my scent, but I am going to lock in cinnamon, Jake.
Cinnamon is number three on the list.
Merry Christmas.
Jose is safe. We're going over to Brooke now.
I am so disappointed in all my co-hosts that they haven't guessed this already.
What?
I thought for sure it'd already be taken, and that is the smell of a Christmas tree, you guys.
Oh,
the fresh cut. Yeah, like a balsam fir. Oh, God, it smells so good.
Sounds naughty.
Yeah. It is in my house. Yeah. I'm going to go the smell of a Christmas tree.
Oh, Christmas tree is number one on the list.
Come on.
Of course. Good job, Brooke.
56% of people said it's one of their favorite holiday smells, Christmas tree. Let's head over to Jeffrey. Jeffrey and Alexis are battling out to see who's safe.
All right, I'm back to my nuts. You know what I like to do with my nuts during the holidays?
The FCC is listening.
What do you do with your nuts?
What other nuts?
I dip them in a big cup of hot chocolate.
So you're going to go hot chocolate?
I'm going back to the hot chocolate answer that Jose passed on.
Chocolate with nuts?
They're my nuts. I can do what I want with them. I'm going, show me hot cocoa for $17 at Starbucks, please.
It's so expensive.
Just imagining how gritty that beverage is.
Oh, my God.
Jeffrey, hot chocolate. It's number four on the list.
All right.
Somehow, in a weird roundabout way, you got there.
Yeah.
Talking about nuts.
Yeah. I'll go over the whole list here. Number one was Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm.
Number two was cookies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sugar cookies.
Jose nailed number three. That was cinnamon. Mm. Jeffrey and his nuts with hot chocolate at number four. Number five was gingerbread.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can put nuts in gingerbread, too.
Wow.
So
weird.
He did two on the list with his nuts.
Okay, so Alexis is going to be actually getting shocked today. She doesn't get shocked in these very often.
She's pretty good at this.
So
thank you.
Somebody wanted to hear you sing, Alexis. All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Ooh, good one.
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear you hit the high notes.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I can't wait for her to hit any notes.
The first time she hits a note will be a big deal.
Okay. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. Was I supposed to put the high note in there?
No.
Okay. It was the closest you got.
Yeah. That's it. That's your shock collar question of the day. Yay. Phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.